This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Cameron Pope is a teacher over at Eastwood Elementary School. What grade do you teach?
I'm teaching fifth grade this year.
And you also at Eastwood have for many years had a hatchery. Before we talk about the event, tell folks more about it, how long it's been there, and that kind of thing.
That's kind of a conversation we're having right now. We're trying to figure out how old it is. We've seen some pictures from about the 70s, but we've been raising fish there for many years. The kids are involved with the fish rearing process. Everything from salmon. Currently, we have winter steelhead on campus. The kids are down there feeding them every day. They are studying them, learning the life cycle of the steelhead, and just kind of getting used to one of our natural resources we have here and learning a lot about it.
And it's very unique for a school to have a hatchery.
Yeah, we're one of the only in the state that has a hatchery on site. We've partnered with Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to provide the fish. And it's a great program for those kids, and they get to see them and then study them and then hopefully in a couple of years go catch them.
So you've got an event happening Saturday. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so this Saturday we have decided, we have lots of people who walk the nature trail who hear about our hatchery, and so we decided to have we're calling it an open hatchery, kind of like an open house to where people can come down and just see what we're doing at Eastwood, some of the activities we have. We have some students who are going to come down. Fish and Wildlife is going to be there. And of course, the tribe is going to come and kind of give a little bit of history on the importance of the fish for them. So it's just going to be an open house this Saturday, March 7th from 9 to noon. Anybody who wants to come down can come down and see the fish. We'll have them out of the big tanks and down into some shallower tanks to where people can really get a good look at them. And the fifth graders are going to come down and talk about what they're learning and what they're doing and what they how these fish are a part of our curriculum and what they're learning about. So it's going to be a great event. We hope everybody comes down and just sees what we're doing.
Now, Eastwood is right off of Douglas on the southeast end of Roseburg. How do people get there once they leave Douglas?
So you're going to turn on Ramp Street, and then you'll go three or four blocks up and turn left on Walden Avenue. It dead ends right into our parking lot, so people can come down there. There's signs off of Douglas to Eastwood Elementary.
Now, once you get onto the Eastwood campus, where is the hatchery?
The hatchery is located right on Deer Creek, so we'll have some signs out to focus people down towards the hatchery building that we have down on the creek in our about 1 mile nature trail that we have out there.
And that nature trail is also a unique feature of Eastwood as well.
Yeah, we have about a mile long leadership project quite a few years ago, put in a nature trail with benches and outdoor classrooms. So we really utilize the nature aspect of our campus for education and getting kids outside and excited about the outdoors, because we have a great place here, a great county, and we can continue to harbor that for the kids.
So as for operating the hatchery, is Fish and Wildlife come in and do a lot of the work people might expect them to be doing, or is that something that some of the school staff deal with?
So most of the work is done by the students. So we have the kids feed the fish. The kids are in charge of helping take out any mortalities that have happened. They study them. And so it's really just a Eastwood staff. The Fish and Wildlife provide the fish and then offer support for the staff if needed. But mostly it's just it's a thing that the school does and the staff out there do.
I would think for kids that would just be a really cool feature of a school.
It's amazing. Every year the kids are so excited. On March 17th is when we will release the fish right into Deer Creek, so that they will run back through the south and Deer Creek. The kids get so excited. They name their fish before they send them into the creek, and it's just a great opportunity for them to be hands-on with nature.
So again, the event, what time?
It is going to be March 7th this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. It's kind of a drop-in whenever you want to show up. Bring your family and come on down.
All right, open hatchery event at Eastwood Elementary School. Cameron Pope, fifth grade teacher there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.